When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting on all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, Old School on a Friday, beat Purdue weekend. Boilermaker down. That's how we're doing it. That's how we're going through it. During the break, we had some texters texting about wrestling. And Nick, I was explaining a story that when I was in Utah doing radio, we did a wrestling show. And we would have J.R. Ross. We used to have all tons of wrestling celebrities come through, and the show got so big that just randomly we would get phone calls from wrestlers. Like, they would just call in and go, hey, we hear you guys are talking wrestling. And Trish Stratus, who is in the Hall of Fame for wrestling, heard that we were very complimentary of her. And so when they came to Salt Lake City the next time, she said, well, I hear you said really good things about me, and if you're interested, I'm here tomorrow night in a match. Would you like to walk to the ring with me? What? Yes. 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 The answer is yes. But Nick hit me with a blank stare because he didn't know who Trish Stratus was. And I said, okay. Just for the record. So, Nick, I sent you the video of her signature move. That's Trish Stratus. That is Trish Stratus, and yeah, she was amazing. So yeah, maybe one of these Saturday nights when, you know, postseason, once we get through the basketball or something, I'll come in and I'll do a weekly wrestling show. Again, I grew up literally in the same neighborhood with Dave Bautista and Henry Godwin. Like, we played for the same football club. We were supposed to play football for the same high school. But I went to the rival school, and then they went to what ended up being the school closest to my home. And then when I moved to Charlotte, Ric Flair was my next door neighbor. So it wasn't like I wasn't around it. And again, one of those days I could tell some of the stories of what happened there, but that would have to be wrestling after dark. Like, we couldn't tell those stories. we couldn't tell those stories during the most bulk of the day. But you would get to know everybody because they'd come into town, and if they were coming to hang out with Rick, they were probably going to hang out at our house instead. Like, Rick would just go, hey, everybody, meet next door. And we'd go over there. They'd tear up the pool and ruin the grill and drink up all your soda pops. So, Beanski, no. No, that's no. We're not doing it. No. And again, you guys forget. You guys so easily forget. What's up, DP, is required for me to even consider addressing your text. Because it just means that you're aware. Like, you're aware that there are standards and things that we can go. And Dan, yes, one day we will talk wrestling. It'll probably be one weeknight. So we'll get that done. Jay gave his picks. And I'll go through them. And if again, Jay's been on a roll. He's 26-5 over the last 2 weeks. 26-5. So up and down, if you want his winners, here are just his winners for this week. I am in no way endorsing betting. I am no way telling you to go out and run out and make bets accordingly. I'm just telling you what a dude who was right 26 out of 31 game set. So he picked Detroit, Cincinnati, Tennessee. He picked the Rams, the Steelers, the Bears, Falcons, Bills, Chargers, Seahawks, Broncos, Tampa, Dallas, KC. That gets you through Monday night. Full weekend of NFL. For the Big Ten, conference games, he gave you Michigan, Wisconsin, Rutgers, Maryland, Minnesota, Ohio State, and drumroll, the Huskers. The Huskers. Which should be the only way you say Huskers. Seriously. Like, add some sauce to it. Add some flavor to it when you say it. Let's go through, because I think some of these things that are in play are necessary to talk about in a Big Ten weekend where there will be, like, everybody wants to roll their eyes at the Big Ten schedule and just go, okay, there's some games on there. And, yeah, you've got the Indiana-Maryland game. You've got Rutgers and Illinois. But primetime ABC at the Shoe, you got Penn State and Ohio State. And the real talk of the week hasn't been about the game. So imagine what sort of chaos you are dealing with or you're putting in play where your team is playing the favorite, the conference favorite, the defending conference champions multiple times. They're playing Ohio State. In primetime on ABC. But the conversation has been about James Franklin. To paraphrase one of my cousin's favorite phrases, what in the wide, wide world of sports is going on in Happy Valley when you're going to take your top 20 team to Columbus, Ohio, and you can't answer a simple question about whether you are committed to the program in which you are charged to lead, in which you are paid to lead. There, I can't imagine what his players thought hearing, seeing those answers be put out into the public. Imagine now. This is Penn State. We are Penn State. And there's James Franklin going, well, we might be Penn State. We might. I'm kind of Penn State. I'm currently Penn State.
I do have the file pulled up if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I do. I do. It was fantastic.
Here's Franklin addressing the off-the-field rumors.
Important to me. I think I have shown my loyalty to this team, to this program, to this community. I think I've been pretty consistent with that. There's times that you're put in challenging situations, and I just always want to be able to, when I say something, it's done, and it's in stone. And when you're talking about the future, that can be challenging at times. So I am fiercely loyal to Penn State. I am fiercely loyal, most importantly, to these players and the staff. But there's a lot of moving parts with all of these things. There's a lot of moving parts, some of which we have talked about in the past. But at some point, when it's appropriate, I would love to sit down with you guys and just kind of talk through college football, talk through these circumstances and these situations that come up. But
there's a James Brown song that says, talking loud and saying nothing. Ain't saying nothing. Ain't saying nothing.
And he said earlier this week that they're fully focused on Illinois.
Whoops. Whoops-a-diddly. Pardon me, sir. But
that was last week, the team you lost 2-9 overtimes.
Right. Pardon me, sir, but your focus is showing. Your purpose is showing. Your path is showing. That's the easy. He was asked the easiest question that he could possibly answer. Why? Because if he's having those other conversations, simply say you're having the other conversations.
Life is back on Sports Bettors, and BetUS has your NBA, NHL, UFC, PGA, and yes, NFL betting lines up for their 27th year and live betting and all of it. Log in to BETUS.com or call 800-792-3887. That's 800-79-BETUS. BetUS for 125% bonuses with promo code EB125. Customer service pros are ready to get your phone, social, and online sports betting kickoff started now. Play with the proven mainstay in the industry, BetUS. You bet, you win, you get paid. BetUS.com with promo code EB125.
Or otherwise, don't answer questions. But the phrase within this business is, do I have your permission to tell you the truth? Because he has to ask that, and he has asked that of his entire roster. He's given them permission to tell him the truth about everything. Why? So that they don't have to worry about whether they're able to trust. See, removing that question of trust from the equation when it comes to collegiate sports and coaches is top of the pyramid in how they get by from day to day. Because he's the grown-up, and he's under contract. Those kids, they're there to be led. And to lead, there has to be trust. So imagine in a week where they're going to face the biggest, baddest monster that they can face, that their coach is not being honest with them. And so when he tells them to run through the wall, I'm pretty sure the response is, for what? What? Because when a coach asks somebody to run through the wall, it's because there's a mission and they love him enough to do so. Climb the mountain. Why? See, that statement that he just made makes the player selfish. Because now they got to play for them. You hope that they're playing for their teammates and their brothers and the university and the program. But, okay. And there will be people who play for Penn State. But the guy who's leading you out the tunnel into battle, the guy that's going to whisper in your ear those things that you need when things get difficult, has, by his lack of ability to tell you the truth, put those players in jeopardy. And a player who does not trust his coach is in a bad, bad spot. That's a bad place to be when you're tired, you're dog tired, and there's some 300-pound five-star leaning on you. And you look over the sideline, and you're not sure that that dude's eyes are giving you the truth. Like, he's looking at you saying, fight! And you're like, well, that's not the word I'm thinking of right now. There's a different word. I bring that up because we've had several discussions on this station and on this show about the state of the program that is the University of Nebraska football. The state of the program is in one place. The state of the team is in another. And I want you to go into Saturday's game, tomorrow afternoon, I want you to go into it with this. It better be coached and played as though it is the only game left. Go 1-0. There is nothing else. Go 1-0. See, that should be the mission. That should be the mission for Penn State, for Ohio State, for Michigan, for Michigan State. No matter who you are, every bit of the focus has to be on winning the next game. Because players understand when they put their hand in the turf that it may be the last play. That's part of the risk. They understand that this game snatches bodies and body parts. So you have to play and prepare and work as though it's your last play so that you protect yourself, that you protect your brother. See, as a lineman, you know, wait a minute, Adrian Martinez's health is riding on you. He's got to trust you. Adrian Martinez is going to turn his back to a 300-pound future NFL dude. Guess what? From his blind side, he's hoping that he can trust the linemen to make blocks for him. Because if they don't, Joe Theismann could happen. Linebackers have to trust the bigs up front. Occupy those big dudes so I can go make plays. Trust is important. This fan base, I would dare say that there are two sides to whether you trust this team to play well tomorrow. We want them to play well. We're hoping they play well. But my question to you is, do you trust them to play well? Do you trust that they're going to be better prepared? Do you trust that they're going to be better coached? Do you trust that you can scream and shout and free yourself to it, and that they will hear you and it will be reciprocated in an effort along the way? Do you trust that? And I don't think the fan base has a lack of trust in the players to play in a way that makes them proud. I don't think that's an issue. I think fans fully believe that these young people are playing their tails off, right? Full effort. I mean, Adrian Martinez, he's leaving skin and bone all over the place. Like, injured list, we know what it looks like. Ask Teddy Prosca. We understand what it is. But tomorrow is a day when trust can be regained or trust can be lost. And if you're going into this thing thinking, well, I have time. Contract's good. Not really worried about it. You think JoJo Doman can take a game off tomorrow? He's playing for his career. Cam Taylor Britt? He's playing for his career tomorrow. Resume and reputation. Adrian Martinez is playing for his career tomorrow. You think Ramir Johnson with his concussion is really just laying it on the line? Yeah, man, this is important because one more hit, it's a real thing. This team has to go into tomorrow at 2:30 as if it is the last train smoking. Handle your business tomorrow. Go 1-0. There is nothing else. There's nothing else. And I'm not trying to tell anybody where to stand on it. Some texts are just funny. I'll read the text because this one's interesting to me. Scott, and I'll call you by name. Scott. Scott says, why are you so heavy all the time? You always leave me thinking, head coach Scott, and he said, head coach Scott Frost has murdered someone and it's about to come out. That's what you get from what I said? In what might be the silliest show to exist in Lincoln. We laugh more and are silly more than most people. We're here to entertain. And it doesn't mean that you can be thoughtless in this space. They're being very thoughtful. There's no heaviness to it. Speaking fact, giving opinion, there's no heavy, there's no weight to it. And to say I'm always anything is simply a statement of not true. Why are you being so heavy, Scott? What's wrong? Talk to me, brother. It ain't that heavy. It ain't that deep. We're talking about a football game, and we're talking about the University of Nebraska football team who has the opportunity to get right tomorrow. They have the opportunity to get right tomorrow. All I said was go 1-0 tomorrow. Go 1-0. I would think everybody listening, I can't say that. I can't say that. Strike that. I would hope that Husker fans hope that this team goes 1-0 tomorrow. I don't know that I can trust that Husker fans go 1-0 tomorrow. The text line says, our fan base isn't used to an outsider talking like this about the Huskers. I'm not an outsider. I'm not an outsider to college football. I'm not an outsider to Lincoln. I'm not. I'm not. I talk to a ton of people within this program. I talk to a ton of people around the program. I talk to a ton of people who are fans of the program. Like, that's why I'm here. And I'm not telling you anything. Peep this. When I talk about trust, I said this team should go 1-0 tomorrow. And people are uncomfortable by that. Imagine that this game mattered. Imagine that there was urgency to winning a football game. In a true elite blue chip program, with all the great history and all the great athletes and all the great coaches and all the great fans, and the nerve of me to say, beat Purdue. Imagine the nerve of me saying, beat Purdue. And saying that it's important that you beat Purdue. Not for the win. But for the intent and the result. Because the result is trust will be developed, love can be shared, and the direction is a redirection and a change from a less than positive situation. Now, if you're satisfied, if you're happy with whether this team wins or not, that's cool too. But that is a whole nother statement. for a whole nother time. Right? I have very finite rules about engagement because you don't get to ask me to lie to you. And you don't get for me to say, hey, you might want to win a game tomorrow. Because that was the sole intent. Everything that was done at practice was to win the game. Everything that's done that those young people go through is to win a game and beat Purdue. Everything the coaching staff went through was to win a game and beat Purdue. And if you're sensitive to my saying, you guys might want to win this game. I'm not saying anything other than win a football game because you have the personnel, the people to do it. And the fan base deserves it. Clay Tony and John says, go Big Red. I'm with you. If you need to hear that everything's okay, it's good. Right? But 3-5 is 3-5. If you're 5-3, would I be saying that you need to be Purdue? Yep, absolutely. You were 6. If you had 6 wins, you think I'd be saying it's important for you to beat Purdue? Absolutely. If you hadn't won a game, I'd be telling you know what, you probably should beat Purdue. And if you're a fan, you should be saying beat Purdue. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong by saying you should beat Purdue. Tell me I'm wrong. Crusty Dusty, I will give you a pass on not saying the password. Greet me. Yeah, I was like, hey, man, give me a what's up. So what's up, Dusty? Crusty Dusty, he said the heavy part I got was in the one play away from it all ending. Ooh. Let me say this. For anybody that's ever played the game of football, one play is all you get. Play like it's all you got. That's the whole give 100% thing. That's the whole thing. 100%. I'm asking for 100% against Purdue. Every play by every player and by every coach and every fan. Yell until there's no voice left. Scream. Scream. Texter says, the problem, DP, is your demeanor towards Scott Frost isn't always positive. Hold on. We got to get into this one. We got a little bit of time. Let me get into this one. Hold on, man. I told Scott Frost to his face, I want what he wants. And nobody can ever say that I feel any other way about Scott Frost. I want what Scott Frost wants for Scott Frost. Period. I want what he wants. But I'm a truth teller. Scott Frost is currently 3-5. Scott Frost would tell you he really wants to be 4-5 tomorrow. Again, the nerve that I would ask that the things that Husker fans and Husker players and Husker coaches root for and want and work for and cheer for and pray for, that they actually get. But sometimes it requires for you to say, go Big Red.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.